Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so quiet out here.
Sound doesn't travel through space, Caddy. Plus, our ship has no functioning thrusters or directional system.
Axel, what are you doing with that stuff?
Well, since I can't steer this tin can, I might as well make myself useful.
What did Pruitt use that broadcasting equipment for?
Talking to Earth, telling stories, answering questions from kids. Let's see if we can use it to call Space 911. Hello out there. If you're listening, this is Axel on board the Colony Lifeboat with Aurora, Mars Patel, and three other randoms.
JP, Caddy, and Toothpick.
Right. Well, if you are listening out there, I guess you could say we've made it interesting for ourselves. Shout out to Oliver Pruitt for blowing up his space station and leaving us to float away forever.
We don't know he's the one who set it to explode.
Who else would do it, Mars? Face it, Oliver Pruitt doesn't care if we live or...
Don't you people ever get tired of listening to yourselves complain?
Orion! Orion, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you, Fly. I'm on my way. If I had a backbone, I'd let you all drift into the sun, but I guess I'm coming to rescue you.
Gee, Orion, don't do us any favors.
Aurora, what are you doing?
He wants us to be all grateful, Caddy, like he's this big hero or something.
I can hear you, Aurora. You're one of them, huh? I should have known.
But you didn't, because you're not smart enough.
Hey, can we stop arguing and figure out a way to not be lost in space?
I can get my shuttle within 20 feet of all of you, but if I get any closer, we're risking a collision, and that would be bad for everyone.
20 feet? What good does that do us?
I know what to do.
Who is that?
My name is Randall Reed, sir, but most people call me Toothpick. And I have an unconventional idea.
Is it anything like when you slingshotted me onto the roof of Pruitt Prep like an angry bird?
Not at all, JP. This is way more dangerous.
I'm looping in the Colony Command Center, so at least I have some backup. Go ahead, Julia.
Lifeboat, do you copy?
Is that Julia, Julia? Lost in London?
She was on my trip from Earth. Say hello, Julia.
Cheers, Caddy. Toothpick, I didn't catch your plan. Did you say Droney is your pet?
That's right, Julia. He's attached to the side of the lifeboat. And he has a small thruster, which can't pull our ship, but can get him from one vehicle to the other.
How much thrust can Droney generate?
I'm estimating 700 meganewtons with 2,500 watts.
Lovely. That means, theoretically, he could tow someone behind him.
And whoever gets pulled by Droney can tether the two ships.
Allowing everyone else to spacewalk over?
Using the tether rope as a guide.
Huh. You know, it just might work.
She's very smart, Mars.
Thank you.
Yes, well, if you can help the captain with his velocity and trajectory, Julia, I'll program Droney and we'll decide who can go.
I'll do it. Droney can tow me and I'll tie the ships together.
JP, you don't have to.
I said I'd do it, Mars. Just like water skiing, right?
You ever been water skiing, JP?
Oh, of course not, Aurora. I hate water. And skiing.
Thank you, JP. We all owe you one.
Stop talking before I change my mind.
Okay, it's just space. Deep, endless space. Come on, Droney, we got this. Great, now I'm talking to a drone.
Orion, be ready to bring her in when she gets close to you.
I'll do my best, Fly, but I have to hold the shuttle steady.
I'm coming. Almost there. About to make contact with the... Whoa!
I bounced off the shuttle.
JP, reach out your hand. I'm here, at the door of the ship.
I'm trying, but my grip is slipping. Hang on, JP!
Reach! Reach! Almost there. A little further. Gotcha!
Good grip there, Cap. Now let's tie the ships together.
All right, who's next?
This is Randall Reed. I'll go.
Me too. Can't let you people have all the fun.
Follow me, Axel. I really would like to savor this moment so I can—
Move, toothbrush! Give me your hand, Pick. Up! And in!
Thanks, JP.
Now that's what I call a ride.
Hello, Captain. Permission to come on board?
Granted.
The tether is starting to break, Mars. We don't have much time. The three of you are gonna have to make a walk together.
Okay, we got this. Caddy, Aurora, you guys ready?
Ready, Mars. I'm going first.
I'll go last. Guess that puts me right in the middle.
Here goes. One small step for a woman.
Normally, I'd say don't look down, but I don't even know which way down is.
I can't believe we're actually doing this.
Just keep moving.
I don't want to alarm you guys, but there's a very large piece of space debris coming right this way.
You can dodge it, but not if we're tied to the lifeboat.
I'll cut it loose. You guys get inside.
Cut fast, Patel. I'm starting the engine.
Hurry up, Mars. It's a giant hunk of metal.
I'm trying. This blade is so dumb. Ugh.
All passengers are safely on board.
That's a go, Orion. Godspeed and safe landing.
Thanks for saving us, Orion.
We'll talk about this another time, Fly.
Why does he call you Fly, Mars?
Orion's got a thing for nicknames. He thinks it makes him sound cool.
I'm not such a fan of your nickname, Fang.
How did you know?
You think I wouldn't figure out you were the leader? How could you do this to me, Aurora? How could you do it to Mr. Pruitt?
Mr. Pruitt is a psycho who tried to kill us all by blowing up the space station.
I don't think you should be calling anyone psycho, Fang.
You can't actually be defending Pruitt after he abandoned the planet, Orion.
He didn't abandon anyone.
Really? Then where is he?
Something's been bothering me, Orion. When we came over on the Pruitt Prep spacecraft, you knew my friends were on board and you didn't tell me!
You think it's my place to question Oliver Pruitt?
6 months we were on that ship. You lied to my face.
That's pretty shady, Orion. Even for you.
You can stay out of this, Aurora.
Oh, I'm already in it.
Okay, so you two obviously know each other pretty well.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
You guys argue like my parents.
Are you two, like, together?
They're not together. Wait, are you together?
Mars.
Let them explain themselves, Caddy.
No, Mars, as in the red planet. I can see the ground.
Mission Control, requesting clearance for touchdown.
That's a go, Orion. Welcome back.
Okay, let's set this puppy on the ground.
We're here!
Yeah!
And we don't die!
Yeah!
Not until the radiation gets us!
This kid has to work on not being honest.
I'm actually on Mars. Isn't it unbelievable? What was that mountain we flew past on the way in?
It's a volcano. There are thousands on Mars, although that's the biggest.
I'm sorry, Aurora.
For being a jerk.
That too.
Aurora, it's a trap!
Meet the colony security team. They're here to escort you and Axel off the shuttle.
I can't believe you're doing this.
You admitted that you're Fang. You're the leader of the Martians. I can't just let you leave.
You can't do this, Orion. It's not right.
Yeah, come on, man. They're just trying to get home.
We have no choice, JP. They're enemies of the colony.
Aurora!
I told you, Mars. I told you.
So, you reprogrammed a Pruitt drone and made him your sidekick. Brilliant, Toothpick.
Thank you, Julia. I couldn't help but notice your wheelchair.
Okay, here we go. When I was 8 years
old... Did you make those modifications yourself? The self-correcting AI?
I did.
Now that's brilliant.
I'm glad you think that. I'm thrilled that you'll be working with me here.
This weather center is truly remarkable. If people on Earth knew what was going on up here,
they'd mess it up somehow. I'd like that it's our little secret.
Me too.
FYI, we call it the Weather Tower, but we use it to monitor all sorts of activity across the planet. The Martians, the tardigrades, all natural phenomena. Obviously, we're somewhat exposed up here so high above ground, but it gives us incredible access to information.
Volcanic monitoring, weather fronts, storm tracking, radiation levels. Did you know all the American flags placed on the moon are now white due to radiation from the sun?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
But it's nice to be reminded.
Thanks. What's this monitor?
It's where we get feedback from Pruitt Prep on Earth. Believe it or not, there are some things they can pick up but we can't.
Wait, what's that?
I don't know. It seems they've detected a strange power source all the way across the planet.
I know I just got here, but that doesn't seem right.
Colony Movie Night, now showing. Apollo 13, 1900 hours in the Oliver Pruitt Theater.
Movie night, huh?
I like karaoke Wednesdays. And here are your sleeping quarters, Caddy Patchett. They're pretty comfy. Firm mattress, plenty of recycled oxygen. Bedtime's 10 o'clock. We're on soul time here, though. So, technically, you can hit the hay a little later than you would on Earth. But why would you? You'll be exhausted from your day job.
Day job?
You're in orientation and personal safety, just like me.
Goody.
We'll have a lot on our hands. Now that the space station is bye-bye, there's no foreseeable way off this planet.
Oh, you heard about that, huh, Daisy? I guess everybody's heard about that by now.
You ready to meet your roommate? Caddy.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Roomie! It's me!
I see what you did there.
Well, I'll just let you get settled. And later, we'll have loads to gab about. Hope you like to knit! Caddy, are you alright?
Yeah, I just have to get used to all these voices. It's a lot of people in a small space. It's not easy here, is it? For anybody.
What?
It's okay, Daisy. I get it. It's scary and lonely and exciting. Everybody just needs to know someone's listening.
Axel, you're gonna break your hand.
I saved them all, and this is how the Pruittians thank us? By locking us up underground?
I should have known not to trust Orion.
And I don't see your boy Mars Patel coming to the rescue either, Aurora.
You guys want to blow this pop stand?
JP, what are you doing here?
I'm busting you out, Gershwitz.
Why?
They assigned me to security. Probably a mistake. I think you guys got a bum deal, and I'm not sure I want to be on Mars either. Here's your spacesuits.
Yes, I knew I liked you.
I don't know what to say, JP. I haven't always been that nice to you.
Just try to act grateful, Your Royal Highness. So what now? You go back to your camp?
Why, you want to come with us?
Nah, I'm sticking with my friends. But you do what you need to do. And you never saw me.
So what do we do now?
Whatever we want.
Hi, Caddy.
Hi, Mars.
I was just about to knock.
I know.
Friggy. You want to go somewhere?
Where are we going to go?
Thought you might like to take in the view.
Even with less gravity, climbing is definitely a lot harder on Mars.
It's your muscles. They're still getting stronger after that sleep.
Are we almost there?
Turn around.
Mars, it's beautiful. It's like we're in the Grand Canyon, but so much bigger.
Caddy?
Yes, Mars?
I know I was upset when I found you guys in the space station, but I'm glad you're here.
I know you are.
I don't know what to believe about this place. and Oliver Pruitt. Why did he leave that toy for me to find? Did he really blow up the space station and abandon the kids at the colony?
Maybe they don't need Pruitt. Look at what they're doing on their own, all by themselves. Kids like us are dreaming up some amazing things right now. Things that could make living on Mars a real possibility.
But there's so many problems. I mean, look how they locked up Aurora.
Aurora.
I just meant...
Why does she have you around her little finger, Mars? Just like back home. She's nice one moment, then manipulative and mean the next. And good old Caddy is always there for you. You'll follow Aurora anywhere.
That's not true.
You followed her to another planet, Mars.
Okay, well...
I'm done with that. If you want to find a way to go home, then go ahead. But I want to be here.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere without you, Caddy. Mars or Earth. It's you, Caddy. It's always been you.
What's happening?
Give me your hand. Let's go.
The cliffs are crumbling.
We have to get back to the colony.
Is it an earthquake? Mars, why are you stopping?
Caddy, look! The volcano!
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.